Good morning, good day, good evening, good afternoon, guten Tag, wie geht's, buenos dias. Today is January 20th, 2018, and this is The Walking Leader 365. I am your host, David Guerra. Today's topic, we're going to continue with being proactive. We're going to continue this. See, when it comes to being proactive, there's a lot to consider. The who, the what, the where, the why, and the when. That's all fine and dandy. That's a lot to consider. But remember that when you decide to be proactive, you go for it. You do it. You take it. You do it right then in that moment. And there's going to be some things you're going to say, you know what? I don't need to be proactive in this situation. I need to let it play itself out and figure out what's going on. Or I've done all I can do at this moment. Now it's in the hands of somebody else. It's like a job interview. You've gone, you've done the interview, you've done the best you could, you gave it 100%, you told them that you were genuinely interested and you're going to give them 100%, and being on board with them means that they're going to get 100% from you. Not 110%, because you know where I stand on that. If you have 10% extra to give, that means you had 10% extra less that you were giving prior to that. That means you were giving 90%, not 100%, because 100%, that's all there is. So you're being proactive. Now it's in somebody else's hands. It's great. But when you decide to be proactive, don't forget. Don't forget. Don't forget to ask for permission from me, from your parents, from your brother, from your sister, your boss. Oh, and most of all, don't forget to ask your nosy next door neighbor if you should be proactive. You really need to. No, I'm kidding. Folks, please know and understand, I am kidding. You do not need to ask anyone for permission to be proactive. You do not need to ask anyone for permission to take the initiative. You're a leader. You consider yourself a leader. People look up to you as a leader. You want to be the leader, then you show that you are a leader. Show that you're a leader of yourself. That you are not afraid to lead yourself, that you're not afraid to step up and take the initiative and say, that's it, I'm going to be proactive and here's what I'm going to do. Folks, you are responsible for yourself first and foremost. Nobody else is. No one owes you anything. You owe nothing to anybody else. Because if you do, then you're going to be constantly asking for permission. And if you have to be asking for permission, I guarantee you one thing, and I've said this before as well. No one's going to give you permission. No one's going to give you permission. Heck, if I had asked my parents, my brothers, for permission to write my first book, I'd still be waiting for the answer. I really, truly will. No, they support me and everything. Don't get me wrong. They support me. But what I'm getting at is they've got their own things to worry about. They've got their own things to do. They have their own purpose and mission and vision in life. And giving me permission to write my book is the last thing on their mind. Write a book? Write a book. You want to write a song? Write a song. You want to sing a song? Sing a song. But you don't need anybody's permission. You don't need to ask anyone for permission. Especially, you do not need to ask your nosy next door neighbor. And we all have them. We all have nosy next door neighbors. That's just part of life. Folks, as the song goes, you have to see the possibility, to seize the opportunity, to seize the possibility. Again, see the possibility, to seize the opportunity, to seize the possibility. Be proactive, to be proactive. That's what that's saying. You have to be proactive, to be proactive. Don't wait for anybody else to give you permission. That's not what it's about. What it's about is you getting off your backside and doing something about it. Be proactive. That's it. Don't ask for permission. You know what else? I do want you to have a great day. I do want you to make today better than yesterday. And most of all, I will talk to you tomorrow. Have a good one.